First serve from Federer. Sliced into the net at 111. Fourth set underway. Rogers serving off the far baseline. Missed the center line wide. His fifth double fault of the match.
And during the third set, he went down early. That was Federer, and he managed to come back. Federer does not want to do that right now.
No.
Not in this game. He doesn't want to get down early because then Djokovic could fly away.
Second serve in. Backhand cross court. Federer goes backhand middle. Forehand Djokovic. Forehand Federer. Nole backhand cross. Fed backhand middle. Inside out. Forehand Djokovic finds the twine. 15 all.
I'm saying, ugh.
15.
Chance there, didn't he? Standard forehand inside out.
Slice serve to the forehand. Deep. Federer goes forehand. Left side. Missed into the alley. 15-30.
Going down with the forehand. Then he loves that shot. And it's so powerful. Just wasn't quite there.
Backhand corner just missed long.
You can't be perfect against anyone, okay? But he knows when he plays Djokovic, he's going to be darn close.
Backhand return cross court. Federer shells a backhand. Djokovic forehand middle. Federer forehand in the near right corner. Forehand Djokovic. Now backhand big fed. Djokovic lobs and Rogers slams it down to the near right corner. 30 all.
Well, that's good. A little fist pump. So he's still in there, huh? He's still thinking, I have a chance, don't I? Can I still do this?
Slice serve to the forehand. It's up the right side. Good. Backhand cross. Backhand Djokovic. Backhand fed middle. Forehand Djokovic. Roger forehand to a Djokovic back. Roger backhand middle. Novak pulls a forehand in left side. Roger shovels it back with a forehand. Another forehand Djokovic. Backhand to backhand now from the baseline. Slice fed. Topspin Joker. Backhand fed. Backhand Joker in. Forehand Federer. Backhand Djokovic. Backhand slice from Roger. Topspin Djokovic. Backhand middle. Fed too long. 30-40.
Someone can be pretty steady, huh? With the backhand, and that would be Novak Djokovic just flattening it up. Top spin, not much chop, lots of depth, pushing Federer the other way, and finally he made an error.
Djokovic 4 of 10 on break points. This one returned with a backhand. It sits up. Roger pulls a forehand. Djokovic skids. His forehand bounces once, twice, third time over the net. We go to deuce.
Big serve, too, in the corner. Pretty hard. Djokovic managed to get it back, but he couldn't do much. And it is deuce.
Serious swirl. Another slice serve to the forehand. And Roger goes inside out to the high part of the net, trying to find the near left side. It's another break point.
And that's incredible for him to even touch that. Way to the right. Djokovic still managed to just touch it, and it got deep. You could hear it going crack. And Federer couldn't.
Backhand corner. Return cross court. Good. Backhand Federer. Backhand Djokovic. Federer another backhand to another cross quarter from Djokovic. Slice Roger. Too thin. And Djokovic has broken him for the second time in a row.
It is this shot where it's so wonderful to watch Federer play with the backhand. He's got the one-hander, okay? But with Djokovic, he wants to go with his backhand, the two-hander, to the other side, and they'll hit it there day after day after day after day. So he can play occasionally well, but against Novak, can't do it. Error there, and now what?
Five unforced errors in that game, including a double fault from Fed. His total up to 46. For the match, he's got 41 winners. Djokovic, 28 winners, 31 unforced errors, including four double faults. And it will be the number one seed up two sets to one and a break now after 2 hours and 41 minutes on court.
Well, right now, up two sets to one and a break. What are you thinking, Mark? We know who the advantage is now, huh?
Just have to go conservative here. He slices it to the forehand corner. Too long. Overruled from the chair.
I mean,
Roger,
it's only
considering a challenge.
It's only one set. We know that. And
first
it's only one
again.
Game. That's for sure.
Well, but he's 3-for-17 on break points.
Yeah.
He's had his chances. Slice serve, forehand, big return fed cross court to the far left corner. Jumped on a 102 from Djokovic with about 117 on the return.
Well, he's returned in certain ways, huh? Because it's always coming back. But when the breaks are up there, he's played pretty darn well. But he had some opportunities that were critical.
Backhand corner, it's long and wide at 121. Backhand return, just barely over the net. Roger coming in behind it. Djokovic with a forehand. And Federer stabs a backhand into the net, 15-all.
And he almost fell down. You could hear the racket cracking the floor after he had a run up there. Federer floated it, chopped it, but Djokovic got there, passed him.
Slice serve to the forehand, too long from Roger, 30-15.
Well, that's an error. That was just an okay
30-15.
Serve, a little bit to the right on his forehand, and he just flew it.
It's essentially a 107 in. There's not much more to say about it.
No, there isn't.
As Djokovic tries to consolidate the early break. To the backhand corner, it's in. Backhand Djokovic, forehand cross Federer. Djokovic skids, gets it back. Backhand chip and charge from Roger. Novak tried a backhand pass. Roger at the net with two volleys. A third not necessary as Djokovic misses wide into the left-hand alley.
Oh, my. That would have been some kind of shot, huh? Because Federer had to go up to the net. Tremendous forehand down. And then moved his racket to the left. Almost there. He's so fast. So creative. This is important now, 30-all.
Slice serve to the forehand. The return is in. Dug off the baseline by Djokovic. Big forehand. Roger missed it wide. Into the far left alley. And Djokovic with a point to hold for two love in the fourth.
He's so happy, but then upset. And Federer, if there is an opportunity for your forehand and you're going down that way, it's got to stay in. A little more top, didn't have it.
Backhand corner return in cross court. Backhand Djokovic, backhand fed, just missed.
Challenge.
In the far left-hand alley. I thought it was good on the line.
But for those of you who don't know, when he challenges, he turns around his back in front of the chair umpires all the time. They didn't even want to look at them as he was going down the line.
Case review says just out. I thought it had caught the line.
Why doesn't he just look at the chair umpire rather than turning around and putting your arm up in the air? It's a bizarro when it comes to Federer. There's no doubt about it. It is odd. He's doing it. He doesn't like to do it in the first place. He doesn't like challenges.
And now Matt Roger in must-hold mode the rest of the way here.
Oh, it was the third in the third set, right? It was 2-0. Then it went back to 2-2. Yes.
Thank you. The T, backhand return. Roger coming in behind the approach. Stabs a volley. Djokovic tries a lob.
No. Nope.
Just off the near right corner. Long, 15 love.
He's got to stop the lobs.
It was, no. 1 love, 1-1, 2-1. He fell behind on the break. Got back 3-1, to 2-all.
Okay. It was the 2-all. Right.
Yeah. Up the tee. Forehand return right at Roger's feet, and he shovels a half volley into the bottom of the net.
I was surprised that he actually came 113. But you know what? He was just in the middle. Didn't get up fast enough. So Djokovic hit a hard ball right below his foot.
Up the tee. Backhand return in. Fed with a forehand. Djokovic tries the pass. Whoa. Cross court. Couldn't sharpen the angle quite enough. He missed to the near right alley, and it's 30-15.
But he's coming. He's moving forward. I wonder, I could be wrong, he's a little tired, I would say, Federer. 2 hours, 46 minutes. A little bit or wrong? No, not yet?
No, he shouldn't be. Up the tee, a service winner. Forehand framed by Djokovic to 30-all.
Maybe when it's 4 hours.
Beg your pardon, 40-15. That is off the forehand sideline, wide to the alley. A late call, but correct. Second serve, 40-15, up the tee. Backhand return is good. Roger with a drop shot. Novak gets there, flicks a forehand into the net, and Federer holds. But Novak Djokovic up 2-1. He'll serve at 2-1 in the fourth when we return to the 2015 U.S. Open Men's Final on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. And as we come back inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, Mark Rene, Matt Cronin, early fourth set. Novak Djokovic, the number one seed, leading the number two, Roger Federer. 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, now 2-1. After Djokovic had jumped out to a 2-love lead, thanks to a break in game one. This will be the longest match of the tournament for both. Both previously in the round of 16. Djokovic went 3 hours 3 against Roberto Bautista Agut. Fed went 2:39. We've passed that now in his fourth rounder against John Isner. Djokovic working off the near baseline, serves up the tee long at 120 miles an hour.
Well, obviously, he's trying, but is it good enough?
Roger with a couple of steps in, one to his left, and his forehand too long.
That was surprising.
15 long.
For 101 to his right, usually he gets on everything, didn't there?
Forehand corner. Return is in. Forehand up the right side. Just caught the line, or did it? Federer staring. No challenge. A beautiful shot from Djokovic to 30 love.
When he's in the zone, people, he's tough. And that forehand was big.
It feels like he's
weighty.
Starting to put the pedal to the metal here. Up the tee, just wide at 121.
Overall, though, ace-wise.
Into the body. Long. As he tried again to hit Fed in the
13,
hip.
15.
Double fault number 5, 30-15.
But Djokovic has had only one ace?
Yes.
That's surprising, no?
One.
Yeah.
Up the tee. Just missed wide. Well, he also, to be fair, hasn't really been going for.
Right, but he's also hitting, in, you know, 120-ish.
Roger runs around the forehand. It's off the court. Hits the near baseline. Forehand Djokovic. Federer blows that forehand way long. 40-15.
Oh, it was there, huh?
Djokovic, 2 points to hold for 3-1 in the fourth.
It's just when you're playing against Federer, he just seems to know where the ball is coming. So it's so hard to ace him.
Up the tee, backhand return to the near right corner. Good. Shoveled back
that
with a forehand. Djokovic. Roger rolls the backhand cross. A winner to the near left corner. 40-30.
Boom, boom right there. Great shots. Moving forward. Nice swings. Bends down his knees with the backhands. Going the other way. Whatever they can do. And Djokovic says, okay, fine. That was a great shot. Do it again at 40-30.
Up the tee, forehand return, middle, inside out forehand Djokovic, backhand cross, Federer, backhand Djokovic in.
That was good.
To the far left corner, and it's 3-1 to the number one seed.
Well, that's one of the shots, or the main shot, when he hits that backhand and he's not missing. That time down the line, so sweet, flat, powerful, deep, again. Great, great shot.
Feels like the wheels might be getting a little wobbly on the five-time champion. Federer's got a hold. Slice serve to the forehand. It's on the line at 103. His ninth ace, 15 love.
In a sense, he's saying, okay, I'm up the break.
Into the body long.
All I need to just hold on, but another breaker would really help, no?
Sure. Kick serve to the backhand, netted on the cross-court try from Djokovic, 30 love.
It's there with the backhand as Federer moved forward pretty fast with the kicker.
97 with kick. Slice to the forehand side. It's in. Federer shovels it off the baseline with a backhand.
Out.
From Djokovic that goes long. 40-love.
Oh, he is.
I think he's going to lose this challenge.
I think so, too. I'm surprised he even tried. He looked out. Maybe he didn't see it. And
Chase Review says
out.
Considerably out. 40-love.
40-love.
For Federer.
The lines persons have been very good, by the way. We should mention that, shouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely.
They've been great here. They're solid all the time. Good work.
World class. Second serve is into a forehand. Cracked up the left side. 94-mile-an-hour serve from Federer. The return about 109 from Djokovic to 40-15.
Yeah, right there. Backed up a little bit. Bounced up. He knew where it was coming. And a nice forehand winner.
Slice serve, forehand corner, another ace for Federer. And he's within 3-2, but Novak Djokovic up 2-1 and a break. The Serbian serves when we return on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Now we're back on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Mark Gernet, Matt Cronin coming up on 3 hours in. After a three-hour rain delay held up the start of this men's championship clash.
Seats, please. Thank you.
Novak Djokovic, the number one seed. Roger Federer, the number two. And it's the one-time champion leading the five-timer. 2-1 and a break. Djokovic will work off the far baseline, the north end here at Ash, leading 3-2.
So it's 10:14 p.m. right now. And if there was no rain, it'd be 7:14. There you go.
And the sun would still be shining.
And it still would be.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's the four set, which we all knew, and we're in the four set. Now, who's going to win it here? We do not know.
Djokovic serves down the tee. Backhand return, Fed. Forehand Djokovic. Forehand Federer long. 15 love.
He's got a hold. He's got a break. And with Federer, the forehand. I mean, it's look, he's almost right there, right? One break back, and you're tied. Then you can think, who knows?
Down the center line, long. 112 MPH. Second serve, looked out, stayed in. Baseline to baseline here. Forehand Djokovic. Forehand Fed up the right side. Coming in behind it. The backhand netted by Djokovic for 15-all.
Way to go with the forehand. Sharp shot. Nice flat. Big one.
15-all.
Djokovic had to move a little bit to the left.
Seemed like everybody paused after that second serve, didn't they?
Yeah. They did.
I wasn't the only one who thought it was out. 15-all, the serve down the tee. Backhand return, left corner is in. Off the court, the forehand Djokovic. And Roger goes inside out, up the far right side. Had an easy put away for 15-30.
This matters. The serve is not tremendous at all. Manages to come in
15.
With the backhand. And once again, this happened a number of times. 15-30 or 30-40. Djokovic needs a big, important serve.
Roger's got the opening he needs to get the break back that he's down. Down the tee, forehand return loops in. Forehand cross, Djokovic, forehand middle. Another forehand Djokovic. Roger runs around the forehand middle. Pulled forehand Djokovic into a forehand joker. Roger chips and charges, and Djokovic with a backhand pass. Roger stabs a volley into the net.
Yeah, he came in, which is fine. He keeps moving and moving and moving, but not deep enough. And that time Djokovic just crushed the ball. And Federer trying to get down with the backhand over the net. Tried to slice it, couldn't do it. And 30-all. He's trying. That is for sure. He's come in so many times on the hard courts.
Slice serve to the forehand. Return is in. Backhand Djokovic. Forehand Federer right corner. Backhand cross. Backhand Federer, backhand Djokovic, backhand Federer cross, backhand
nope.
Djokovic. He pulled it wide to the near left alley, and it's a huge break point here for Federer.
This could be something else. With the backhands, a couple. Pretty deep that time by Federer. And Djokovic tried to push it further out and missed it. It's happened so many times. Huh?
Roger, just 3 of 17 converting break points in this match.
Thank you.
Maybe a big T.
Down the center line. It's long at 119.
Yeah, he hit it. It was just long.
A raucous crowd now.
He's got to be careful when he rushes too quickly, Federer. He's got to be going along the right way.
Second serve. Roger, a step in, a step right, forehand in. Backhand Djokovic, backhand left side, Fed. Forehand Djokovic, backhand miss hit, floats up. Djokovic backhand, Roger cross court. Djokovic backing up with a backhand. Forehand Fed, backhand Djokovic. Forehand cross to forehand cross. Roger pulled it, missed it to the far left alley, and we go to deuce.
Someday if he falls, we'll look at this tape and think about Federer when he's had break points. And right there with his forehand, he had it in the space that he wanted. And he went to the left. And it went a little wide, and here
we
go.
18.
Unreal.
Converting break points.
I mean, some great plays by Djokovic. There's no doubt about it. But there were opportunities for Federer, for sure.
Slice served to the forehand, just missed into the alley at 111.
You know he's going to want him in the backhand.
Roger, one step in, one step left. Backhand long. And Djokovic with a point to hold for 4-2.
I was going to say challenge because it went fairly deep, only 89 miles per hour. But, it was hit to the backhand. Try to make it deep and just a little long. Wow. Opportunity slipping away.
Back in the corner, there's his second ace at 120. And Djokovic holds for 4-2 in the fourth.
Remember when it first happened, when he got his one ace? 3 hours in, he finally hits another ace by Novak Djokovic. 3 hours in, and it's 4-2 for Novak.
Federer started the match with an ace.
Did he?
Yeah.
3 hours
Djokovic
later.
Just came. Ending game 6. And
okay.
Rogers slices it.
So maybe 10, maybe 20 minutes or something like that, because the first game was a long one. I remember that.
Right. 105 to the forehand corner. Ace number 11 for Fed. Backhand return, Djokovic. That to the net off of 120. It's 30 love.
You know that Djokovic would love to grab another break. Might not happen, though.
Up the tee, long.
Play. Dirty love.
Second serve. He sliced it to the forehand. The return is in. Roger shovels a forehand in the middle of the net, and it's 30-15.
That was a big serve. Not a bad second serve into the forehand, but Djokovic jumped on it. Big, big swing. Nice play.
Up the tee, lunging forehand in. Fed inside out, forehand. He pushed it wide right to the alley, and it's 30 all.
On occasions, he can miss, huh?
30 all.
And he went a little bit to the left. He's going inside out with the forehand pretty quickly, just wide. And now 30 all. Wow.
Uh-oh for Fed. Up the tee, lunging backhand netted by Djokovic, 40-30. That was a big serve that Roger needed desperately to get.
Yeah, for 118, although Djokovic got upset with himself. Took his hand, put it to his face, and said he should have poked it back.
Backhand corner, missed it wide to the alley at 111. Second serve. Into the forehand, inside out. Backhand cross, Federer. Backhand Djokovic. Roger slices cross court. Djokovic inside out forehand. Roger punches the backhand cross. Sits up for Djokovic with a forehand. Backhand slice from Roger. Forehand approach. Djokovic tries a drop volley. Roger there chasing Djokovic back. The lob is good.
Oh.
And Roger smashes the overhead one bounce to the far wall.
How did he get all the way back there? Oh, my God. He's almost falling down. Had to sprint all the way back and then an incredible lob. He sprinted it. Somehow Federer chokes it going up there. And he goes back, 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 back. by Federer off the top of his net and out. And he almost never misses that shot.
Federer. He missed three of them. He missed those back-to-back. Remember the hook shots he missed with those lobs?
That was his second game.
Into the body. Forehand return is good. Uh-oh. Roger goes net. And it's break point. Djokovic, a chance to go up 5-2 in the fourth.
You know what happens? Sometimes you miss a very important game and say, still thinking about yourself, saying, I should have swung it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Next point comes up. You miss an easy one with the forehand. And guess what? Break point.
Rogers got to save this one up the tee. Forehand return is good. It caught the near left line. Roger thought it was going wide. It's in, and Novak Djokovic has broken for a 5-2 lead. He will try to serve out a four-set championship win when we return to Ash on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Back inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, Mark Rene, Matt Cronin.
Thank you. Sit quickly, please. Thank you.
And Matt, I think everybody was stunned. Time. Novak Djokovic was stunned that his return found the near left sideline. Roger thought it was going wide. Federer got beat.
Well, he charged.
And broken, and it's now 5-2 Djokovic. He can serve out the title.
Yeah, he was a little late on it from Djokovic hitting it, but I think Federer came in, was unexpected that he would hit it the other way. And he passed him. Three quick points. Here we go. Djokovic.
Slice serve to the forehand is in. Backhand Djokovic. Federer shovels it back. Forehand Djokovic. Backhand Roger. Nole goes backhand. Roger with a slice. Djokovic backhand cross. Roger backhand middle. Forehand Djokovic up the right side. Slice backhand fed. Nice too step. Long. 15 low.
Three more. Novak Djokovic has 9 Grand Slams, wants 10, 3 points. He's going to be in there. He's just playing better right now.
Backhand corner. Roger returns it. Inside out forehand Djokovic. Backhand cross fed a sharp angle.
Oh,
backhand
close.
Just wide to the far left alley from Djokovic. It's 15 all.
Yeah, he went to it. Went to the left. Kind of a wild shot. Too tough with the two-hander. A lot of nerves going on now. He's been it so many times, though. Has only won once. U.S. Open.
Away from the title. Up the tee a little wide at 122. He's still got the adrenaline flowing. As does that leather-lunged guy in the crowd. Fed with the chip. In. Backhand pass. Roger with a volley. Lob try from Joker. And Roger swats it down. There goes the Sabre sneak attack. That time it worked. 15-30.
He's trying something different. He's still giving it efforts. And that's great. You know, the 34-year-olds, he just doesn't quit.
Going down punching, as they say.
Yep. So now he needs some good serves, which haven't been fantastic all the time. But when he's needed to, he's come up.
Serve is out wide to the backhand and a little bit long at 121. Second serve. Into the backhand. Chip return fed. Backhand Djokovic. Forehand Federer. Djokovic backhand middle. Federer pulls the forehand right side. Big forehand Djokovic. Backhand cross.
Oh,
a beauty. Cross court from
Fist
Federer
part.
To 15-40.
So what? So he thinks he's still in it? Good for him.
Down two breaks.
He just won't give up.
He's only 3 of 18 breakpoint conversions. He's got to have one of these next two.
Yep. And at times he's been right there. But then Djokovic has come up with the big.
Thank you.
Up the tee. Ace. 121.
Well, that helps, huh?
It's his Djokovic. Third ace, and it's 30-40.
I mean, at times, 15-40, but then all of a sudden, 121 MPH on the line with a big, big serve.
Please. Please.
Second serve, Djokovic, 30-40. Roger, a step in and a step left. Backhand chip, backhand cross, Djokovic. Backhand Federer on the line. Backhand Djokovic, forehand Fed. Backhand Djokovic, Roger with a backhand drop volley, and he's got one of the breaks back. 5-3, Djokovic in the fourth.
Well, good for him. Way to go, Federer. Not giving up, going up there, bends down at the net. Beautiful backhand with so much slice. Good for him.
Now Djokovic has to hold to stay in the tournament.
What's Djokovic thinking?
Thank you.
Down the tee. Backhand return. A looper. Swinging. Forehand. Inside out volley from Fed. Near left corner. 15 love.
Is Djokovic thinking, what is he going to play out of his mind again? I mean, look at him. Great serve to the net. Puts it away.
124 on that serve, by the way. One tick off his biggest of the match. Kick serve to the backhand corner. Backhand Federer. Forehand Djokovic. Forehand Federer. Forehand Djokovic. They slug it out from the baseline. And Rogers just long. 15 all.
Because really, when you get into rallies, at least at this tournament or in this match, Djokovic is a little bit better, but he's got to get into rallies.
Into the body. Backhand return long from Joker. 30-15.
One guy charges net all the time. The other man runs and runs and runs, and that would be Djokovic.
Djokovic, 21 of 29 net approaches, by the way. Fed, 38 for 50.
Many more.
Kick serve, backhand corner. Another swinging forehand volley. This one pulled to the right corner from Federer, 40-15.
He's actually pumped up. He's jumping up and down. This is Federer. He's still excited. He still believes he has a shot. Wow.
Well, if he holds here, 5-4. Slice serve long to the forehand at 1-11.
And if you're Djokovic, grab one.
Into the body. Backhand return is in. Flick backhand Fed. Too long. 40-30.
Because what Djokovic doesn't want is when he comes out to the next changeover, he doesn't want thousands of people just saying, Roger, Roger. He wants people to cheer for him.
Going to go backhand corner at 121. He missed into the net.
Hit some good shots.
Five double faults apiece. In. Forehand in. Backhand chip Fed. Backhand rolled up the left side. Roger with a pass. Finds the near right corner, and he's held. It's 5-4 in the fourth. Novak Djokovic for the second time will serve for the title when we return on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Back inside Arthur Ashe Stadium, Mark Rene, Matt Cronin. A little past 10:30 on this Sunday evening. Make it Sunday night in New York City. Rain held up the proceedings by 3 hours at the start. They've been on court for 3 hours, 14. And for the second time, Mr. Cronin, Novak Djokovic will try to serve out the title. He leads 5-4 in the fourth.
I'm not going to say it's surprising, but he's up 5-2. Looked like he was ready to do it. And Federer's going up and down. Still so excited. Think he has a chance. He's played well. And now he's jumping up and down, saying, guess what I could do?
Djokovic off the far baseline, down the tee, backhand return, sits up for a Djokovic cross-court winner. A forehand in the near right corner, it's 15 love.
And he has not, and this is Djokovic, who could win this tournament. He has not hit great serves all day, but he's needed to at times, and that was important just to start, huh? Big first serve down the middle, why not do it again?
Game eight, he was within 2 points of the title. Down the tee, forehand return, sits up. Big forehand cross from Djokovic. Forehand Federer, forehand Djokovic. Backhand Fed, backhand Nole pulled it into the near left alley, and it's 15 all.
That was the aggressive one, though, wasn't it? Good serve, couple big shots. That was one of the ones he wanted. Moving forward with the backhand, very sharp. This is Djokovic sitting just a little bit wide. Maybe another down the tee, huh? Because he hasn't been twisting it all day long. We shall see. 15 all.
Down the tee, just missed long at 123.
Now, does Federer rush the net?
No.
No way.
No, you can't.
He might.
Can't take a chance. Step to his left. Forehand in. Backhand. He came in behind it. Backhand volley. On the baseline. If it's good, Djokovic went forehand to the net, but he'll challenge.
Where was that?
Between 15-30 and 30-15.
That was close.
I thought it was on the line. I thought it skidded, and that's what caused him to get handcuffed. And it was in. Caught the very back of the line. 15-30.
Did come to the net so close off the backhand. He's been 15-30 all the time. This is just unbelievable. So close.
Down the tee. Long. At 120.
And you got to think, if he gets any chance to go to the rush.
Backhand chip. Sliced over the net. Forehand from Joker and a backhand pass.
He almost fell down. He almost fell down, Djokovic.
15-40, Roger with 2 points to break for 5-all in the fourth.
He had to come to the net off a chipper. 15-15. And then he had them all set up the other way with the backhand by Federer and passed him. Oh, my goodness, what is happening here?
Roger, 4 of 20 converting break points, but 1 of 3 in this fourth set as Nole catches the cord on the way over.
And he didn't hit it that hard either. Is he going to go for a big shot or just kind of spin it in?
Should go with the body again. He's been successful there all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Incredible.
Slice. Tried to go forehand corner at 109.
And you know if he can come in any way he can, he's coming in.
Roger stepped to his left. Make it two. Found the body, and he shoveled the forehand far right into the alley. 30-40.
Very interesting because it was down the tee on the second serve. Instead of just hitting the backhand or a slice, he goes way to the left with the forehand. Almost got hit by it. Missed it. 30-40.
Djokovic 3 points away from the championship for the second time in as many service games.
Novak's got to go to the backhand.
Backhand corner.
And he did.
Put it into the net at 123 on the serve. It's deuce.
There
Djokovic
was Mark, huh?
2 points away from the tie.
I mean, he hit it flat in the corner. Hard 123. He hasn't done it that much. We've been well over 3 hours and he's hardly done it. And talk about clutch by Djokovic. He takes some time now.
Save two more break points. Forehand corner in. Backhand Djokovic. Backhand slice Federer middle. Forehand Djokovic into another Fed. Backhand it's up the left side. And a winner for another break point.
Not his best shot, and look what he does. Talk about being gutsy. Wow, Federer. Down the line.
Advantage.
That time with the backhand. Novak had no idea it was going that way. And a big fist pump by Roger. And another opportunity right here.
4 of 22 breakpoint conversions. He's 1 of 5 in this fourth set. The serve is into the backhand. Forehand Djokovic, backhand Roger up the left side, cross court forehand Djokovic, forehand Federer, backhand Djokovic, backhand chip from Roger. Nole rolls a forehand to the left side, backhand long from Roger back to deuce.
Boy, he doesn't like to go to net much anymore, huh? Very few in that time, scrambling a lot in Djokovic with a heavy, heavy forehand with the topper really deep. Another good shot. So many break points, and he's really done well.
The missed break points are really what's going to haunt Roger if he doesn't come back.
Yes, but good play there, for sure.
Djokovic again, 2 points away from the title. Serving a deuce. Into the backhand, netted.
Guess what?
And it's match point for Nole.
Guess what? 122, where he wanted, into the backhand, hit it. Wasn't terrible. Into the net.
Advantage.
To me, pretty much a classic. So, a lot of variety. fascinating play for both men.
Down the tee, forehand long, and it's over. And for the second time in his career, the headlines will read, "This is no joker," as Novak Djokovic is our 2015 U.S. Open men's singles champion. He defeats Roger Federer in 3 hours, 20 minutes, 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, and 6-4.
Just incredible struggle once again. So much opportunities for both Federer and Djokovic, who now has 10 grand slams. Lots of trouble at times, but moved around all the time. Forehand again, the backhand wonderful. Could have fallen down because Federer oh so close, but Djokovic never gave up.